Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. Thank you to James Santel, always a welcome guest around here, as are your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Going to turn our attention to many other topics. Rojo's back at it. You should hear what the senator from the great state of Wisconsin had to say today. And here's one prediction, and I bet I'm going to be right on this one. I don't care who Joe Biden nominates, Rojo is a no. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Yeah, well, you hit the, James Santel hit the last point. I was, curious about that even these guys that are tangentially involved in the conspiracy to overthrow the election, I mean, they should be sweating bullets. I mean, as, Fitzgerald should be sweating bullets right now because, it stretches credibility to think that he did not know what that meeting was about that he booked the room for in the Capitol.
Oh, he'll blame it on a staffer.
He's turned his staffer over for part of the conspiracy. Then, I mean,
if he must die, Scott Fitzgerald would more than willingly, sacrifice his staffer to keep his own ass out of the hooscow. I have no doubt he would gladly hand off a staffer, and probably, the staffer came to Fitzgerald and said, "Hey, man, these nutty, fraudulent whatever," and he said, "Absolutely, give him room 400 or whatever room they snuck off to."
But then he would be aware of what was going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, he's still going to blame it on the staffer, no. Mark.
But you can't. But then you can say you can't blame it. You can't blame it on the staffer because you knew it was happening, and he did not take steps to. He violated his oath to protect protect the United States, as did all these people, all these Republicans, and all their assorted co-conspirators here. I've cast your net as wide as possible, and even if it's just little fish, you're going to drop in the deep fryer, fry them all. I mean if Ginny Thomas is involved in this thing, because apparently she was coordinating stuff, arrest her as well. I mean maybe her and Clarence will be heading off to Russia for seeking asylum over in Russia, but to avoid prosecution. But prosecute them all. I mean.
I appreciate the thought, Mark. 844-967-2789. If you're going to fry Scott Fitzgerald, congressman from the great state of Wisconsin, you're going to need a bigger bucket and more grease. 844-967-2789. Ron Johnson, the senator from the great state of Wisconsin, technically the senior senator, well, he's made the national news once again. Pardon me, found an article at the Raw Story, one of my favorite sources. It's sort of an aggregator. They take other fine stories and put their spin on it. And if it's a good enough story, I can go to the original source. But otherwise, I just take the Raw Story's version of it. Like this little story about Rojo, Ron Johnson. So another chapter in the Rojo Chronicles. Ron Johnson went on WKBT, which is a television station, a CBS affiliate in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And I know that because I used to work for the ABC affiliate in La Crosse, Wisconsin. They were sort of our friendly rivals, WKBT. And apparently Johnson's doing the tour in the great state of Wisconsin. And he went on WKBT and he said some stuff. And I'm not sure if he meant to say this, if this is how he really feels, but I suspect it is. So let's play it for you. You be the judge. Our fair audience on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Did Rojo mean to stir the pot? Or is this a heartfelt take on parenthood? Play it for the people, if you would.
People decide to have families and become parents. That's something they need to consider when they make that choice. I've never really felt it was society's responsibility to take care of other people's children.
Did you catch all that? Screw other people's children. Here are a couple interesting facts about Ron Johnson. Do you know Ron Johnson, before he was a politician here in the state of Wisconsin, gave testimony at the bankruptcy hearing of the Catholic Church. And Ron Johnson's testimony was effectively, you should allow the Catholic Church to shield their assets from the victims of molestation. And it was Rojo's attitude that, you know, these children, you know, if you allow the victims in the Catholic Church to sue, and, you know, if the Catholic Church cannot shield their assets from their victims, well, then hell, how are you going to run any other organization? I think ironically you talked about the Boy Scouts. Well, the Boy Scouts also had a little molestation problem, a big financial settlement, if I recall. But Rojo, before he was even a politician, was out there looking out for other people's children? Question mark. Clearly he was not. So my dumb senator, Rojo, he made this statement. Once again, I've never really felt it was society's responsibility to take care of other people's children.
Well, let's not take a village to raise a child, apparently.
Well, not Nash Vegas, not where Ron's from. But I would point something else out, something unusual. This was in a Salon article some years ago. Ron's got a stipulation in his family trust, and Ron apparently has three kids and now some grandkids as well. But Ron's got a family trust. And in regards to how he treats his own children, they can have one felony, but he cuts them off at the second felony. Literally, they're cut off from the trust, as long as it's an unrelated felony. Now, if there is a string of related felonies, apparently that's okay in the Johnson family. Oh, and there's one other thing. If you have an illegitimate child, so if you birth a grandchild to Rojo, but that child's born out of wedlock, first child, that's a freebie. That's acceptable. You can still get the trust money. But the second child, if you have a second baby out of wedlock, well, then you get cut off. You know, because those are responsibilities you should take as parents. And Rojo would cut off his own grandkids, right? Because if the parents don't take responsibility, why should society? The children, they're not our future. Not according to Ron Johnson from the great state of Wisconsin. Come back. More Devils. It's in your future.
I hate the children being taken away.